When I interviewed Kipley's co-owner Matt Cleese in March, he and wife Casey had only owned the iconic Evansville restaurant for 8 months. The dining room and bar were closed by the pandemic, and Matt had to lay off most of his 40 employees.
There's nothing worse in the world than making that call to tell somebody that they don't have a job. It's something that I never had to do something so hard and I wasn't really prepared for.
Hi. What's the name for the order?
Peter.
But Kipley's had a drive-through, and Matt was among the first to apply for a PPP loan. At least some money was coming in. The Clees could hire back their staff and keep them busy until...
And we are open.
May 11th, when the dining room and bar reopened at half capacity. Matt Clees talked then about the changes brought by COVID-19.
It's a whole new competition now. Instead of seeing who can take care of the most customers, it's almost like we're going to be competing to see who can make people the most comfortable and the most safe.
The Clees made the right choice. They were among the first restaurants locally to require a temperature check at the door before customers can enter the dining area. They observe mask and sanitizing regimens, and tables are set apart. When I visited last Thursday, the parking lot was packed, the dining room buzzing with lunchtime business. Customers Greg Schubel, Rachel Seifert, and Jeff Brewer all made it clear what drives their dining out decisions in the time of COVID-19.
We actually take a look whenever we go to a different place and see if people are masking up and stuff like that whenever they're walking around. If they're not, we don't go in.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's very important, you know, to make sure that we're social distance. You know, wear your mask when you come in, wear your mask when you go out, like they did have your temperature taken.
And if we walk in an establishment and see that they're not taking those precautions, we turn around and leave.
Casey Cleese says the fact that they hadn't been in business too long before the shutdown made adapting to the pandemic a little easier for their restaurant.
Our whole first year has been about adapting. And I think that that's kind of paid off for us.
Hi, thank you for calling Kipley's. How can I help you?
How does that work for the staff? Isaac Kabortz was working the drive-thru.
We've definitely adapted to use our voices a bit more when it comes to our inflection to sort of convey our emotions since the masks hide our face a bit.
For servers Mariah Moore and Brittany Licky, smiles and friendly service mean better tips, something that's tough to do while wearing a mask.
This is Mariah. You have to like kind of raise your voice to talk to people so they can hear you. After a while, you get used to it though. It's not too bad.
It's Brittany. A lot of people just point at the menu to see what they want. It gets tough sometimes when it's really loud, but we push through it.
There can be humor, even in a moment of personal chagrin.
I went to check their temperature and they leaned in too far and I hit them on the forehead with their thermometer.
With hard work and a sense of humor, Kipley's co-owner Matt Cleese says they are surviving but not thriving yet.
Did it feel for a little while like the virus was winning?
It really did. We kept saying it felt like it was circling our building and cornering us. Everyone I know that was running a restaurant was having the same problems. And it just felt almost like a helpless feeling. You know, we were so short on staff just because we were so overcautious with quarantining people. For a while, it seemed like you said, that it was winning, that we were fighting a battle uphill that we weren't going to be able to win no matter how safe we were. And now it seems that the understanding of people wearing their masks correctly and if you're not feeling well, not going out, I think that's really changed in the community in the last month or so. And people are getting it more, and it's made it easier to stay safe.
Do you feel sort of like a survivor?
I'm talking with Kipley's co-owner, Casey Cleese.
A little bit, yeah. I would say so. I mean, from, you know, being in the business for, you know, what, 7 months, 8 months when this happened? I didn't know where this was going to take us. I mean, I got really scared for us for a moment. And we survived it. We were okay throughout the shutdown. We can't be thankful enough for that.
Do you ever just sort of take a moment of reflection and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe we made it through.
I do, actually. So we were watching a documentary not that long ago about, like, the AIDS epidemic. And some of the things they were saying, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's what we hear on the news every single day today. About how this is going to kind of shape from years to come, of 20 years from now. What are textbooks, what are people going to be saying about right now? And I think it's a, you know, hopefully once in a lifetime experience.
For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.